Madam Chair, can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you clear and loud. Thank you. Let's see.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Alliance of Smaller and Developing States in alignment with this statement made by the G77 and China. Before we say anything, we'd like, on behalf of AOCs, we'd like to thank the Secretariat for their stellar effort on this novel virtual session, and we're looking forward to working with them in the future in a similar manner. So Chair, we have to switch, AOCs of the view, we have to switch to full implementation mode. But first priority is to complete outstanding work on the Paris Agreement Work Program at COP26. This will be the last piece of the puzzle together with other articles of the agreement, the Paris Agreement, we can keep to 1.5 degrees. In markets, we still need to find a workable compromise package with a robust set of rules. This is our opportunity to deliver a 6.4 mechanism that results in ethically, environmentally, and socially inclusive carbon credits. Our 6.4 mechanism must be one that is celebrated for resulting in overall reduction in global emissions, generating substantial finance for adaptation while avoiding becoming a compliance loophole or greenwashing. In addition to markets, there's still so much work to do for transparency and common timeframes. We cannot lose any piece of the puzzle of the other areas of the Paris Agreement puzzle. For finance, the UNFCCC 2022-2023 budget is pivotal for a full implementation mode and should be adequately resourced. We need to ensure that the Adaptation Fund is adequately and sustainably resourced from multiple sources, given its growing demands caused by the inadequate global mitigation ambition. Parallel to this session, we note the G7's restated intention to deliver $100 billion per year. The COVID-19 emergency response shows us that the collective goal of $100 million for the climate change emergency is clearly achievable. But the question is, where is the will? On mitigation, as we indicated 3 weeks ago, the large emission gap remains unacceptable and threatens the integrity of the COP and the relevance of the UNFCCC process itself. We request a suitable platform, Madam Chair, at COP21 to address this formally. If we have this agenda item, just maybe the issues related to markets could become clearer. On adaptation, and in the, we must explore fast-track implementation of the NAFs. On loss and damage, we thank the COP presidencies for focusing on the Santiago network, and we're looking forward to additional work in this area. On some cost-cutting issues, we had interesting technology discussion this session on the independent review of the CTCN, but further work is needed for the effective operation of the technology mechanism as a whole. We must explore options for linking the technology mechanism and the financial mechanism in a way that ensures country ownership and maximizes private sector opportunities in SIDS and LDCs. Parties made a considerable effort on response measures, however, not much progress was made. Chair, billions of people in all countries will be impacted by response measures. We need to take this item seriously. On oceans, we welcome the summary report by the Chair of SUBSAHAR on the Oceans and Climate Change Dialogue to consider how to strengthen mitigation and adaptation and action in this sector. On intersectional work, despite the numerous challenges faced in this new mode of work, AOC sees the utility of virtual negotiations to progress work ahead of COP26. There are, however, very real challenges and concerns to an in-person meeting at this time for our group. Our island states want to participate fully, but are faced with impossible logistical barriers, especially in the Pacific Island nations. We look to our incoming COP president to use this time, therefore, to make the COP as inclusive as possible. In conclusion, as we finish here today, hurricane season are now underway. States do not yet know the magnitude of the destruction that will be caused this year, but we have reached a point where we are certain that damage will happen. We do not have the capacity to respond on our own. AOCs is therefore calling on the UNFCCC and our colleague negotiators to stay relevant by making compromises to reach an agreement and to move on to full implementation mode. Our full statement was sent to the Secretariat. Thank you, both chairs of the SUPSTA and the SBI, for all your hard work, you and your team. Thank you very much.